Hello and welcome to the ABC's of Rock podcast, proudly part of the Westin Media Podcast Network. I am your host, Nathan Schuer. I thank you for joining me on my journey through the alphabet from A to Z, where each week I pick a new band or musician going in alphabetical order with no exception. It's not only been a blast, it's also been an education, and I'm having the time of my life. Before I begin, I will say a couple very important words about this broadcast. I do not own the rights to any of the music played on this podcast. The musicians or the music labels own the copyright. I play this music under the doctrine of fair use. I am not here as a DJ, but to offer music commentary and criticism. My goal is for you to gain a larger appreciation and perspective of the bands or the musicians played here on this podcast. And I ask for you to go out and purchase their music or legally stream it. The musicians need your support, and I hope this show contributes to spreading the good word about these bands you hear on these episodes. I do not profit in any way from this podcast. It is truly done out of my pure love of the music. It is great to be back behind the microphone for this particular episode because as much as I love to share my favorite bands with you and curate songs that perhaps you had forgotten about or weren't too familiar with, but anyways, let's face it, over-the-air radio sucks. It's full of commercials, and they have a rotation of a couple hundred songs. And that applies to both stations that play new music and, of course, older songs. They're owned by big corporations, and they are given a playlist. So your favorite bands you love, that's why you constantly hear the same two or three songs over and over again. There's no imagination. The radio disc jockey is dead. It's gone underground. So podcasts like this and many others are here to both entertain and enlighten you with music and commentary. And make no mistake, the same is true for satellite radio. I do love Sirius XM, and there are dozens of or so stations I rotate through. I do love Little Steven's Underground Garage, of course. He's definitely one of the true originals out there. But stations like Ozzy's Boneyard, First Wave, Classic Rewind, Classic Vinyl, Hair Nation, and several others, I'm constantly hearing the same songs over and over again. Deep tracks I do enjoy, and I can always count on something different, but at the same time, the music is so genre-specific. It's just classic rock. I'd love it if there was a deep tracks channel for all genres of rock music. Okay, well, I'll step off my soapbox. Let's get back on track and focus on today's topic. We've moved on to the letter S, and as I started to prepare for this episode several weeks ago, as you can imagine, the options were limitless as far as the bands or musicians I could have chosen for this week's show. But it has been quite some time since I sent myself to rock school. That's what I'm now calling it when I do a show on a band that I had previously only been a casual fan of. The band Skid Row definitely falls under this category. Another reason I wanted to cover Skid Row is that it's a completely different style of rock and roll that from what I've been covering over the last month or so. It's what I love to do, switch things up as much as possible. So if you're new to the ABCs of Rock, let me get to some of the ground rules. It's a pretty simple concept. I will be going through Skid Row's entire discography and selecting my top 10 underrated or underappreciated songs. The idea is I want to reintroduce the bands I play on the show to the casual listener. For instance, the 10 songs I'm picking today, I'm going to do my best to dig deep into these albums and pick songs that were not hits, that were not singles, and hopefully not songs that were concert favorites either. This was actually a little bit of a challenge for me because, as I stated, a portion of their catalog I had never heard before. So with those songs, I just picked out some of my favorites. My goal for this show, and for all shows for that matter, is to strive to play the underrated and the underappreciated tracks from these bands, the hidden gems and the forgotten treasures. And finally, before we get to the first song, I'd like to give just a little bit of context to my relationship to the band. Full disclosure, I grew up not a Skid Row fan. During their peak of popularity in the late 80s, early 90s, their brand of glam metal and hard rock sort of glossed over me. I admit, for whatever reason, I put my allegiances with bands like Def Leppard and Aerosmith. I can't explain it. So it wasn't until their popularity diminished until I probably even listened to either their debut or Slave to a Grind in full, sometime probably in the mid to late 90s. Hey, at least I'm being honest. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be something I wasn't. But that's what the show was designed to be about. Not just a platform for me to gush about my favorite bands, but to share my exploration into music I wasn't fully familiar with before. I've been stating right from the top of the show, since episode one, it's my musical journey. And sometimes my journey takes me to places where I learn new things. And I'm thankful that I decided to educate myself on Skid Row this week, instead of saying going through my entire discography of a band I've listened to 100 times already, like Soundgarden or Stone Temple Pilots. Although I do love them and will do those episodes someday. So Skid Row was formed in New Jersey in 1986 and sported the classic lineup by the time of their debut album, consisting of Sebastian Bach on vocals, Scotty Hill on guitar, Dave the Snake Sabo on guitar, and Rachel Bolan on bass, and Rob Afuso on drums. And on January 24th, 1989, their debut eponymous album was released on Atlantic Records. It was produced by the legendary Michael Wagner. Even though I wasn't a fan at the time of Skid Row, I can't deny that I was fully aware of how gigantic this record was, and I recall the singles and videos for 18 and Life, Youth Gone Wild, and of course, I Remember You being in heavy rotation on MTV. I remember in high school how many other kids had Skid Row t-shirts. When I look back at how perfectly marketed this album was, it blows my mind. They knew exactly what they were doing when they reeled in the metalheads and the girls with a combination of party rock, the absolute perfect power ballad, and crazy guitar hooks throughout. I've been a huge fan of this album now for about 23 years, and top to bottom, it is still my favorite in their catalog. So many of the songs to choose from here. Like I said earlier, I'm not going to play the obvious hits, but there are a couple songs in here I completely adore, and personally, I feel exceed the power and musicianship of the popular songs on this debut. And they're both buried much deeper on the album. The first of the two is Here I Am, written by Rachel Bolan and Dave Sabo, which starts off with a scorching guitar riff. This song really has it all. A signature chorus, one of the best guitar solos is on the song as well. It actually has a really neat bluesy rock tinge to it as well. Just an overall very fun song with some of the most aggressive guitars that at times are really screeching in this one. I also really dig those little breaths the music takes between each verse. And speaking of the verse, for new listeners, what I do here is quote my favorite verse or chorus from each song. Of course, I'm going to go with the opening verse because it's so iconic. Hey, 6 foot and lonely, dressed in spaghetti rags, standing at the bus stop with her alligator bags.
I'm
hell of a way to start the show. Let's get right back into it with my second pick from their debut record. We're going to listen to another one of my favorites, which is the album closer, Midnight / Tornado, written by Rachel Bolan and Matt Fallon. I sort of glossed over this earlier when I didn't want to spend too much time on this, but if you don't know who Matt Fallon is, he was the original vocalist for the band for about a hot minute. But he left the band in 1987 and was replaced by Sebastian Bach. So Midnight Tornado is another one that kicks things off with a brilliant guitar riff. I'm seeing a pattern here. This one is dark, heavy, moody, and badass. Love what I think is during the guitar solo is both Sabo and Hill dueling together. Another stellar guitar solo. You love guitar solos? Then this album was made for you. It's so slick. I'm going to go with the chorus for this song. When the clock strikes midnight, when the wicked moon starts to rise, when the clock strikes midnight, I'm alive.
The night approaches after.
that is just the perfect closer. It leaves you on such a high that it makes you want to flip the tape or the record over and start the CD all over again. Yeah, I just mixed like three forms of media. But that's the sign of a great album and an even better album closer. Okay, let's move on. On June 11th, 1991, they released their sophomore album, Slave to the Grind, on Atlantic Records, and once again produced by Michael Wagner. I'm more than happy to do this because I'm a huge fan of their podcast, but a couple years ago, I was listening to the Decibel Geek podcast, and they interviewed Michael Wagner about the production of Slave to the Grind, and they went track by track through the album with him. It was an amazing episode of their podcast. I strongly recommend seeking that out for anyone interested in learning about how this classic album came together. Slave to the Grind definitely has a more aggressive sound to it, leaning into more hard rock and metal tendencies and less glam rock. The album spawned a whole bunch of singles, all of which I really do like. Monkey Business, Slave to the Grind, Wasted Time, In a Darkened Room, and Quicksand Jesus. Not going to play any of those today, but there are several others on here that I feel fly under the radar that are equally terrific. The first I'm spinning is the mid-tempo stomp, The Threat, written by Rachel Bolan and Dave Sabo. This one is pure metal. It opens up and punches you right in the face. Yeah, it's just packed with attitude and aggression. This defiant anthem also encompasses some of their stronger songwriting with slick verses and great choruses. Let's go with the chorus on this one. I have a feeling I'm going to be quoting mostly choruses on this episode. Skid Row's choruses, I feel, are their vocal signature. Won't beg, won't bleed. The end of sacrifice is a threat to society. Hard line, you'll see. Once you've made a mark, you've made a threat to society.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Got one more off Slave to the Grind before we move on. Here's another fantastic heavy rocker that definitely doesn't get the love it deserves. Going to play a deep one on here, Mud Kicker, written by Sebastian Bach, Rachel Bolan, and Dave Sabo. This is a hard and heavy rocker with a central guitar riff that is one of my favorites ever from their entire career. Everybody is completely bringing their A game on this song. Afuso's drumming is superb here. Bolan's bass work growls on this song, and Scotty and Snake's harmonized guitar melodies are just perfection on the song. Okay, have I gushed enough? Let's go with the second verse for this song. Ladies and gentlemen and members of the jury, all rise, because here comes the boss. He's your big brother of the silver, tongues double cross. His collar starched white, big black, briefcase held tight. It holds the power to your demise.
Bending his sleeve on my head, the youngest.
as much as I would and could play 10 songs from these first two albums, Skid Row did release more, and this is where I entered into uncharted territory. I will admit that the following three albums I listened to for the first time within the last couple weeks. I listened to them all two or three times to really figure out which were my favorite tracks. But like I said earlier, I'm using this podcast not just as a platform to pontificate about my thoughts on my favorite music, but also to explore new music I wasn't familiar with before. So here goes. On March 28th, 1995, they released their third studio album, Subhuman Race, on Atlantic Records, and produced by Bob Rock, who is sort of a divisive figure in the rock and roll world. As you know, the music landscape went through cosmic shifts between 1991 and 1995, and Skid Row's brand of metal and hard rock had already been phased out of the mainstream. The same went for their contemporaries, bands like Rat and Poison and Motley Crue and Warrant. They all were faced with the challenge of either adapting their sound or doubling down on it. In the case of Skid Row, I feel they took a hybrid approach. Subhuman Race released three singles, with only one of them, Into Another, actually charting. That reached number 28 on the U.S. Billboard rock charts. Overall, the record was a mixed bag for me. I was a little exhausted with the 56-minute runtime, which I think took a bit of a toll on me because the album came off with a heavy, grungy influence. I think if the album was a few songs shorter and reduced to a 44-minute runtime, I would have enjoyed it a bit more. That said, there were plenty of songs on here I really did enjoy. One of those standout tracks for me is Frozen, written by Rachel Bolan and Dave Sabo. I really dig Sebastian's guttural vocal delivery on this song. I've listened to it a couple times now, and each time I think his vocal cords are going to shred in the middle of the song. It's just great. Love the aggression in the song. And I share the opinion with many others that this is an obvious Alice in Chains influence sound. Wonderful and memorable chorus too. That said, let's go with the second verse. As I stare into the weather, my eyes drying from the cold. As I stare into the weather, I sense my thoughts growing old. We're at the halfway point in the show, which is a great time to mention that the ABCs of the Rock is part of the Westin Media Podcast Network. Please don't hesitate to share with me your feedback of the show. I really do love hearing from listeners. I have a new email at abcofrockpodcast@gmail.com. I also can be found on Facebook at ABC of Rock Podcast and on Twitter at ABC Rock Podcast. So give it a follow or reach out to me on either of those platforms and let me know that you're out there listening. Also, if you have a chance, please take a moment and rate and review on your preferred podcast app. It may seem insignificant, but every single rating and review does add up and helps this podcast find a larger audience. I thank you all in advance. So I got one more from Subhuman Race, and by far my favorite from the album. Way Down Buried as the 10th track is a criminally underrated gem on here. Face Against My Soul. I think the song simply kicks ass. It's got a really awesome drum beat and amazing bass work from Bolan. The final minute of this song escalates into a frenzy like no other Skid Row song before or since. Rob Affuso is hammering on his kit and the guitars are chugging. Going with the chorus for this one. Lay your body by the water. Press your face against my soul. Wading through all your convictions. We can come in from the cold. Members of the band over the years have expressed their disappointment in this album, none more notably than frontman Sebastian Bach, who has repeatedly criticized Bob Rock's production on it. He's even gone so far to title Subhuman Race Skid Row's Saint Anger. This is probably a reference to how Bob Rock famously neutered the drums on Metallica's album. The experience was bad enough because after Subhuman Race, Sebastian Bach left the band, as well as drummer Rob Affuso. This also coincided with a bit of a hiatus in the late 90s. When the band did reform, the new lead singer was relative newcomer Johnny Solinger. It would be quite some time before they'd release another studio album. But on August 5th, 2003, Skid Row released their fourth album titled Thick Skin on what I can only imagine to be their own label, Skid Row Records. It was produced by the band and Steven Hagler. So as I said earlier, I listened to this album for the first time within the last couple weeks. So I emphasize again, you are welcome to take my opinion on these songs with a grain of salt. I realize there are a lot of those out there who are just going to dismiss everything from this era going forward because Skid Row, without Sebastian Bach, is on the same level as like Guns N' Roses without Axl Rose or something along those lines. But I have listened to these albums now and a bunch of times, and I can accept these at face value. And there are some really awesome kick-ass rock songs on these. It's not all great. In fact, a good chunk of them I'm not into. But that's why I'm here to do it. Filter through all of it and recommend some diamonds in the rough. One of those really fantastic songs on Thick Skin is Thick Is the Skin, written by Bolan and Sabo. By far the heaviest song on the album. It probably also appeals to me because it is the song that I think most is reminiscent of something that could have come from Slave to the Grind. So if you automatically dismiss this album because of its lack of Sebastian Bach, I think you'd be pleasantly surprised with this particular one. There's some really good musicianship all around, especially once again from Bolan, whose bass work is constantly underappreciated, I feel. And you know, say what you will, but there's some damn good songwriting here. Really love the lyrics. The chorus is also catchy on this one, so let's go with that. Can you take it all when we're standing tall? We don't need a wall built around us. Jump into the flame, one and all the same. We don't feel the pain. Thick as the skin, thick as the skin, yeah.
Time.
one more from Thick Skin to Play. And if you liked Thick as a Skin, I know you're going to dig this one too. This next one is titled Mouth of Voodoo, written by Bolan Sabo and Johnny Sullinger. It's got such a hypnotic bass line from Bolan and really solid vocal performance from Sullinger. New drummer Phil Verone gets to show off his talents as well in this track. If that name sounds familiar, Phil was one of the original members of Saigon Kick. He was with the band when they formed in 1988 through 1997. Here is part of the opening verse and pre-chorus. Your fetishes are nothing more than a game. When I truly test your threshold of pain, let me be in your ceremony. Burn me in your ritual. I can rise with you below me. We'll walk in time as we fall into the mouth of voodoo. We'll be right back. about you, but I think that song is really great. And it's a damn shame it's on an album that is so panned by fans of this band. But like I said before, I definitely don't love everything on this album. One other song that I wanted to give an honorable mention to, because I think it's worthy, is the song Glam. Okay, shall we move on? On October 24th, 2006, they released their fifth studio album, Revolutions Per Minute, on SPV Steamhammer Records, an independent German record label. They also, for the first time since Slave to the Grind, brought back producer Michael Wagner. They also brought on new drummer Dave Gara. Wasn't crazy about this album, although about half the songs didn't really do anything for me, because I'm a completist, and I did do my due diligence. I gave this album a few listens, and I will play what I thought were two of the catchier songs on this record. First one is Another Dick in the System, written by Rachel Bolan. I found the music a nice return to form. It's a fun, sleazy, old-school romp with a very cool guitar riff. And I do really like the drum intro on this. It also features a pretty cool guitar battle, back and forth between Snake and Scotty on this song. Going with the second verse on this one. I lived with angels. I laid with whores. I gave you nothing but honesty. Then I licked your sores. I'm not the one to crucify with blood, iron, and wood. You're not the savior to me anymore. You're damaged goods.
I said I loved you, but you didn't listen.
got one more left before we pack things up on another fun episode of the ABCs of Rock. This one has been a hell of a lot of fun. Always cool when I'm exposed to something new. So the final song I'm going to play, also off Skid Row's most recent studio album, is Shut Up Baby, I Love You, also written by Rachel Bolan. I like this one a lot too. Actually, between these two songs and a couple others, if the entire album sort of kept the sound, I'd be all over it. But it does explore some areas of rock that just don't quite do it for me. There are some country influences in here, and which I kind of have a strong aversion to, and some new metal influences that just don't work for me either. But Shut Up Baby, I Love You is some pure rock and metal, and I dig it. The lyrics on the song definitely are not its strength. In fact, the entire album really lacks in that department. But I had to pick something, so here is the opening verse. I say, it's your love that keeps me alive, but you drag me through the mud like a four-wheel drive. I'll give you the moon, I'll give you my last beer. I'd rather move too fast than be stuck in gear. Have it, my 10 underrated and underappreciated songs from Skid Row. I make zero apologies for anything on this show. This was a blast for me, and of course, over the last few weeks, I listened to everything, including their B-sides EP. And the one thing I didn't get around to was their United World Rebellion project, which as of this recording is still unfinished. There are two EPs that are released and supposedly a third installment supposedly coming out at some point. But since none of it is an official full-length studio release, I didn't do the research for the show. However, I will admit I am damn curious. Well, that'll do it for this episode. I thank you all once again for joining me today on my journey through the alphabet. We are heading into the home stretch of the alphabet. I think it's time to sign off from the ABCs of Rock. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here, to be your host and entertainer over the past hour. I realize there are literally thousands and thousands of podcasts out there that you could be listening to. And I sincerely thank you for spending your time with me on this show. It means the world to me. And if you do have a chance to, please don't hesitate to reach out to me and let me know what you think of the show. I can be reached at abcofrockpodcast@gmail.com. I also have a Facebook page and can be reached there at ABC of Rock Podcast. And I have a Twitter page and can be found there at ABC Rock Podcast. Feedback is always wonderful. The ABCs of Rock is part of the Westin Media Podcast Network. Thank you again for tuning into this week's show, and I'll be back next week with a new episode. Have a great week, everyone.